AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. House Republicans are hoping to get nearly $70 billion for immigration enforcement over the finish line today. This would be enough to fund immigration and customs enforcement and border patrol through the rest of President Trump's time in office. Speaker Mike Johnson will need near-perfect attendance and GOP unity for the final votes. A federal judge has struck down the Trump administration's $100,000 fee on new H-1B visas. The AP's Lisa Dwyer says he sided with 20 states, saying the executive branch exceeded its authority.
The Trump administration announced the much higher fee in September as a way of preventing foreign workers from taking American jobs, setting off confusion and panic for those affected. The ruling contradicts an earlier federal court decision that denied a request by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce to strike down the visa fee. There is yet another case in San Francisco setting up the possibility for appellate court clashes. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Oil and jet fuel costs have soared since the U.S. and Israeli war, with Iran halting most shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. Government data shows U.S. airlines spent more than $6 billion on jet fuel in April, up 78% from a year earlier. The airline industry's top global trade group is warning that soaring energy costs could nearly halve this year's profits for major carriers. The U.S. government will issue its wholesale prices data today and consumer prices tomorrow. The U.S. stock market is climbing while oil prices eased. Companies selling computer chips, memory, and other building blocks of the artificial intelligence boom again helped lead the market. The San Antonio Spurs and the New York Knicks will face each other again tomorrow for Game 4 of the NBA Finals. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on a development in the case of Rob Reiner and his wife's death.
Rob Reiner's son, Nick, is seeking funds from a trust his parents established. He says he needs the money for his defense against charges that he killed them. His attorneys filed a petition in Los Angeles County Court saying trustees have unjustly denied him access to the funds. Nick Reiner has pleaded not guilty to two counts of murder. He retained a high-profile lawyer, but funding issues led to the lawyer's withdrawal. The trust, established in 1993, was supposed to provide Reiner with funds, but he says he never received them.
Pope Leo XIV landed in Barcelona today, wading into two of Spain's classic culture wars, the language and soccer. After arriving, he spoke first in the Catalan language instead of Spanish. But earlier, the pontiff had rubbed soccer fans in Barcelona the wrong way by revealing he actually roots for Real Madrid instead of their beloved Barca. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.